I'm gonna burn the midnight oil again to get this painting done by tomorrow. I know exactly what it should look like. The face of my wife, the mouth of Meha, sporting the pose of my daughter-in-law, and the eyes. What beautiful eyes, but of whom? I gotta breathe life into the figure by painting these lively eyes.
You really can't recall?
Oh dear, how come you can speak?
Mr. Kwan, you've been painting me for many months, insisting to breathe life. How could I not come to life?
Serious?
Why did you paint me with slender eyes? Aren't the big, round eyes of those Western girls more pretty?
Chinese ladies are most gorgeous with slender eyes. That said, though you look Chinese, you're actually a mix.
I'm half Western?
Indeed. Despite me being a student of the Chinese master painter Zhu Lien, my dad, my grandpa, who are all painters, they all learned their trades from Western painters. I combined the overall artistic style of Chinese paintings with Western realist painting techniques. So you got the best of both worlds.
Have you not come across an ideal woman for modeling before?
The ideal woman doesn't exist in real life.
Why not?
It takes some serious craftsmanship to produce quality advertisement prints that could do justice to my creations. A great deal of posters these days for perfumes, telephones, pianos, even over-the-counter drugs, feature gorgeous ladies like yourself. It's just the fashionable thing to do. The ad series for Two Girls, Florida Water and my masterpiece, Filial Lady Breastfeeds Her Mother-in-Law, are prime examples of these hugely popular ad posters.
Your painting style has been imitated by many. How come you're honored as the undisputed master of the art?
I have great market sense. Plus, I run my own printing company. Asiatic Lithographic Printing Press was founded in 1915, when I quit my job at South China Morning Post. Inspired by the Dian Xuezai Pictorial in Shanghai, famous for its full-size illustrations, I knew printed pictures would take the world by storm. Lithographic printing was first introduced into China during the 1830s. The earliest prints were literature books and cheat sheets for public exams. Nowadays, a lot more stuff gets printed. Other than books, there are illustrated newspapers, posters, etc. Chromolithographic posters demand skilled hands to print. Say, for color separation are meticulously done, by hand, in a specific order.
Oh, so you profit from women.
Not entirely.
So you really couldn't tell where my eyes came from?
Beats me.
Crap. I'm gonna burn the midnight oil again to get this movie poster done by tomorrow. None of the dozen prints looks right. I've worked on this image in the exact style of Quan Wainong's Calendar Girl ads, down to minute details. It looks perfect on my computer screen, yet when I print it out, it just lacks that substantial feel. Offset printing is supposed to be an upgrade from classic lithographic printing, but the outputs carry none of the warmth of prints executed by hand. Where did that woman's sigh come from? I played this vinyl 1,000 times over and never noticed that before. They say the more you listen to a vinyl, the more nuances you discover. I guess classic litho printing is like vinyls. The warmth they carry can never be replaced by advanced technologies.